WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. This week, we focus on news in and around Asheville, and that means a visit from the Asheville Citizen-Times. We're joined by the opinions editor and columnist, Casey Blake. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Casey, let's begin with the number of residents being diagnosed with Legionnaire's disease in Western North Carolina continuing to grow. These individuals have something in common. They attended the Mountain State Fair. What's the latest?
Gosh, this has got really out of hand really quickly. 82 total cases have been confirmed, and these are folks who are being tested by their physicians or in the hospital. I believe 55 hospitalizations was the latest number we had. So folks who are really seriously sick from this illness, experts have still not pinpointed a source. The Ag Center itself has been deemed safe so far, but you know, I think they're still investigating exactly where the water that caused this bacteria came from. So still very much ongoing.
Is it true that they're certain that it would have been an individual that actually was working with the fair or attended the fair that helped to spread the disease?
Yeah, that's a great point. Anyone who got it was essentially ingesting the bacteria. It's not contagious from person to person, but they are only seeing cases or only studying them from folks who attended the Mountain State Fair in person. So they haven't narrowed down, you know, exactly where in the fair you might have been, but if you attended the state fair and you have got any sort of symptoms of a cough or any flu or pneumonia-like, they definitely want you to talk to your doctor and get word to the CDC as well.
And Casey, when we talk about this number of individuals, this goes now far beyond the nearby counties to where the fair took place. We know the highest numbers so far have been for Buncombe County, Henderson County, but this also involves many other counties, doesn't it? And even across the state line.
Absolutely. Yeah, so those 82 cases, the vast majority, as you said, have been in Buncombe and Henderson. These are mostly folks who came in from those counties for the fair, but at least five have been confirmed in South Carolina, and then really just a smattering. We've seen McDowell popping up. We've seen other Western North Carolina counties. You know, really any county you can think of for folks who would have come to the Mountain State Fair, we're starting to see them show up. And like you said, as far as South Carolina at this point, and there has been one death I should have mentioned. And the expectation generally is that around 10% of people infected are likely to die. So it could continue getting more serious and more deadly as the days go on.
We'll hope for the best. We know your colleague at the Citizen-Times, John Bull, is also known as the Answer Man. In his latest report, Answering Questions, he was posed with a question about drug use and are police really addressing the problem in and around Asheville?
Yeah, I'm always glad about this one. You know, John Boyle generally handles our more humorous questions, but this was a more serious one in that Answer Man space. There's a lot of chatter, a lot of sort of anecdotal sense that drug use is really increasing, and that, you know, that's becoming more visible in public spaces as well. The numbers bear that out sometimes and in some areas, not so much in others. But the bottom line is, I think with a new sheriff, new police chief coming on soon, this is really at the forefront of a lot of folks' minds. You know, a lot of this is tied to homelessness. There are still 550 people in Buncombe County who are listed as homeless at the last point in time count, the ongoing remnants of the opioid epidemic as well. So yeah, some great information in that column, a little bit more, you know, hefty info there from spokesman Aaron Sarver with the Sheriff's Department. But it certainly sounds like this is a priority for the sheriff, and I would certainly assume the APD as well.
I noticed in John's piece, it also made reference to prostitution. So my question to you would be, when we think about drug use and homelessness, a lot of times folks feel desperate, and in some cases that leads to the prostitution. The statistics seem to be up there as well?
Yeah, I mean, that one's a bit harder to track as well, but, you know, as with any other type of you know, sort of relatively petty crime, low-level break-ins and larceny, drugs are really intertwined with that. You know, sex workers are vastly more likely to be involved in drug use. It's not often an issue sober folks are involved with. So anytime we're seeing upticks in those numbers or you know, we're seeing that population becoming more visible, it's likely that drugs are really at the center of that. Sex work is certainly a component of that.
You're listening to the familiar voice of Casey Blake of the Asheville Citizen-Times, our guest this week on More to the Story. We've got time to mention one other thing, and Casey, I want to talk to you about the ongoing road work along I-26, the widening of some 18 miles, such a busy corridor for Henderson and Buncombe County drivers. What is the latest?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I think anyone who's been here for more than 5 or 10 years, the word I-26 widening sends a bit of a chill up our spines, right? John Boyle had a humorous piece in Sunday's paper and earlier in the week, a great info-packed Q&A on this that I would recommend folks look at. But yes, essentially, this $534 million project is finally going to get underway. It's projected to last through 2024. Of course, as if contractors don't run into major problems, which would be surprising here. But it's an issue worth addressing. More than 4,000 people died in work zone crashes, with a vast majority of those being driver passenger, and 200,000 people were injured. So, the numbers indicate this is something we have to address, but it's going to be a pretty serious pain likely for drivers, and some growing pains there. So folks should look to budget for a little bit longer commute for the next 5 or so years.
Casey, I know it's going to be a while before all of this is done. Like you said, sticking to schedule and that kind of thing will be, of course, factors. But four lanes would go to what throughout Interstate 26?
In total, when all is said and done, there should be 8 full lanes. So it's going to be quite a jump and quite a serious amount of land covered there.
Casey, if someone wants to follow you, your post, et cetera, how could they do so?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So me personally, on Twitter is the best way to find me, at CaseyBlakeACT, but CitizenTimes.com is always where we're hanging out. That's where you can find all of this information first, and on Twitter and on Facebook at Asheville and at the Asheville Citizen Times Facebook page. We are online first.
Thanks for being with us this week on More to the Story. Our guest from the Asheville Citizen Times, opinions editor, columnist Casey Blake. Hope you have a good rest of the day.
You too, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Check out past editions of More to the Story as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.